Hello, everybody. This is Chris from the WW Review. You're in for a treat today. We're actually doing a live walking tour. I'm walking next to Scott Ferrioli and Shannon. Scott, Shannon, hello.
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 So, it was nice and shady a few minutes ago, and all of a sudden the sun is out in full force. Florida, I guess we should have expected it. We're actually on site today. We're walking around Crescent Lake. We just left the Beach Club lobby, and we're walking towards the International Gateway. And the whole purpose of today's show, honestly, is we're going to watch Scott eat the kitchen sink over at Beaches and Cream. No, we're going to eat lunch. We made a reservation for lunch for the three of us. It's one of the advantages, right? You come on down to Florida, you got your buddies here, you're going to meet for lunch.
It's great. The panic just set in, though, when you mentioned the kitchen sink and Scott's eating it. It's like, whoa, what? This was not discussed.
So if you remember, we did a live show back, like, I don't know, what was the peak of COVID? Wasn't it, buddy, you and I did this already?
Yes.
Once?
Yes.
And we actually said you were going to eat the kitchen, we were going to share it, but I won't take you up on it. But we figured you'd enjoy hearing some of the ambient sounds as we walk around, do a little bit of shopping. So, again, right now we're walking towards the International Gateway and we see the Skyliner. I'd be embarrassed to tell you how long it's been since I've been in Epcot. When was the last time you guys were in Epcot?
A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
What'd you do? What was the plan? What's the plan as a local?
What did we do that day? We took the kids to go walk around World Showcase, went on a couple rides.
We had dinner at Viennapoli.
The kids love Viennapoli. So we scheduled the trip around Viennapoli.
Was it just, come on, let's just do this for the day? Or was it like a birthday?
No,
or?
It was Trent's birthday.
Nice.
It was his 15th birthday, so he wanted to go to Viennapoli.
Man, I got to make sure I come down for my birthday for you guys. Treat me.
Yep.
Can I make an embarrassing confession?
Sure.
I've never had Viennapoli.
Huh.
And I love pizza. I eat pizza probably more than I should admit on air, people, right now. So we're walking over the bridge right now. So just to the left of me, I can see actually some of the friendship boats, the Skyliner. I can see Remy. And then to the right, you see Crescent Lake. You can see Beach Club, Yacht Club. You see the dolphin in the distance. Sadly, no gators so far in the water, though I did see two giant soft, you know, shelled turtles.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. They're huge. They were like the ones we caught, Scott, when we were on the fishing trip. So.
We were out walking this morning, and we saw a little baby gator. I thought about taking a picture or video and sending it to you, but I didn't.
Did you?
That was by our house, not, you know, on Disney property.
I haven't been to Circle B yet, so I haven't actually seen any of the full-size ones. And
We haven't been there either.
No.
You guys have not been to Circle B?
No.
No.
Well, I haven't been on this trip. I mean, I go all the time. Really?
That's never been there ever.
Oh, no. we gotta make a point to go there one day. Go for a nice...
Sure.
Lisa, it's one of my favorite places to go. Lisa.
Yeah,
exactly. Spoiler, Lisa gets a little nervous because when you walk, the path is probably as big as this part of the sidewalk right there, and they're literally in some areas they sit just offside, maybe
really?
8 foot. Oh yeah, it's completely
yeah.
Awesome
sure
and dangerous.
Like we'll
no, it is safe. No one gets attacked by gators unless you're in the water in Florida. Hopefully. All right, so we're walking over to the boardwalk. So, if you've listened to the show, you kind of know that Scott likes the boardwalk. Maybe it's his, I don't know, maybe it's his like sixth or seventh favorite. No, it's his favorite DVC resort. He's completely anti-Wilderness Lodge and anti-Animal Kingdom. No, he's, no, he's not. But the boardwalk's his favorite. So I'm going to tell you my memory of the boardwalk resort, the one that haunts me to this day. My only stay at the boardwalk resort. You know the story?
You may have told us in the past, that I can't think of it right now though.
One bedroom, boardwalk, with a corner view, actually it's of the parking lot. It's not actually, you know, facing Crescent Lake. It was 3.5 blocks, it seemed, from the lobby. Boardwalk is known for that. Like,
yes.
The huge, incredible walk.
Yes.
And it had mold and mildew on the grout of the shower.
Ew.
So I'm not a complainer. I don't really go out in the front office. I'm not trying to complain for the sake of, hey, I want free stuff. But I did have to go down. I took a picture and went down and talked to the front desk. And the guy was really responsive, and his facial expressions were even better. He was like, he had that horrified, disgusted look on his face. So they said, someone's going to come over and talk to you. Within maybe an hour, the knock on the door, and it was the manager. So it was just a weird scenario. She came in a scooter. So she was handicapped or needed some mobility, you know, assistance. She came in, she went and looked at this thing, and then she handed me a business card, and I still have it. And she said, frankly, this is embarrassing. She goes, the next time you make a reservation here, I want you to call me first. And I've not actually made the reservation, but it was impressive the way that she like we're gonna make sure we redeem this for you in the future. So I've not stayed, but.
But did they do anything for you?
Yes, half points back.
Oh, okay.
And that was like a 4 or 5 night stay, half the points back.
That's fantastic.
It didn't require me to go and actually lobby for it,
yeah,
or advocate for it. They just did it.
That's good.
That's cool. I mean, and, you know, mistakes happen. Yeah. You know, the fact that Disney has such great customer service that they take care of you is really what sets Disney apart.
Yeah. All right, just to the left of us, guys, is the ESPN Zone. The former ESPN Zone.
Cake Bake.
The new Cake Bake shop coming 2023. Boardwalk Ice Cream. Have you eaten at Boardwalk Ice Cream?
No. We used to love it when it was Ample Hills, but not since they've changed it to Boardwalk Ice Cream, because everything I've heard is that essentially it's just Edie's Ice Cream. Ample Hills was all, you know, the special flavors that they need.
Yeah.
It's just basic Edie's.
So, Ample Hills, they used to have that sampler, like the 6 ice cream sampler.
White ice cream.
Yeah,
white,
yep. That was awesome. We're walking right next to the Boardwalk Deli. We're not going to go into the Boardwalk Deli, but we are going to go into the Thimbles and Threads, the shop, I'm sure.
And for a little fun, who's the proprietor of the deli?
Q.G. Croissant.
Huge
Croissant.
Could it used to be the Boardwalk Bakery.
Oh, see? I needed to say it more phonetically as
Huge
I was speaking.
Croissant.
Here's the pizza window, which, as a person that's thrifty, I'm imagining you've eaten at the Boardwalk Pizza window.
You're pretty good at recognizing me.
I recognize the opportunity.
Not recently, but we've probably...
They changed it to slices instead of whole pies.
Yeah, you used to be able to get whole pies.
No way!
Now it's just slices. Yes. But yeah, we've probably eaten the pizza window 10, 15 times.
Yeah, the full pie was about $20.
Yeah.
Come over here.
A deal for Disney.
Fend off the raptor birds as you're trying to, you know. So... I don't do this enough. I should come around more often just to walk to resorts. And you just need one trip to remember how much you love it, you know?
Yes. I'm looking right now as we go past Abracadabra, and I'm looking at the disappearing nightly, like the little...
Abracadabra?
The awning. They have a really cool awning. It's got the top hat and magician's hat on there. Just really cool themes.
Scott, we'd be remiss if we didn't go to the Boardwalk lobby and take pictures in the awkward chairs. Would you like to do that?
It's up to you.
Shannon, can we do that?
Absolutely.
Awkward chairs? Scary chairs? All right.
Scary chairs.
Flying fish, have you eaten?
No. I'm not eating flying fish. Not huge fish
not
people.
Fish
I know they have other stuff besides seafood, but family's not a huge seafood family, so we have not eaten that flying fish. We ate... That was not
Spoodles. No,
Spoodles. Victoria Alforno.
Spoodles. Back when Michael Eisner.
Yes.
Right?
That was our first experience
at Boardwalk.
We had dinner.
Spoodles.
You know, it's funny how you go back to that core memory, that first memory.
Yep.
Here's my first memory of this. We used to just Boardwalk, like resort visit, and we used to eat up here in this little breakfast area. Shoot if I forgot the name of it right now. It's right up in this area right here.
Oh, yes. I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, man.
And it's like
the
lounge.
Yes,
the Bellevue Lounge.
The Bellevue Lounge.
Yes.
We'll take the stairs. You guys okay with that? Unless we...
Never eaten in there.
Well, I don't even know if they have anything anymore. It was just a breakfast option.
Thank you.
Up the stairs towards the Bellevue Lounge right now. And the lobby's to the right-hand side.
He's using his inside voice.
Oh, it's like, I can't be obnoxious radio dude. See? Old Chris knew best, huh? Chalk one up for the old-timer. All right, let's go towards the lobby. Why, Scott? Why the resort?
Why do I love this resort?
Yeah.
I love the location. I think a lot of it also is that when Shannon and I first started coming down here, we used to stay at a Quality Inn up on 192 that was like $30 a night.
Nice. Scott was splurging, I'm sure.
You want to talk mildew in the bathroom?
Best room in the house, sir.
Just kidding.
But
amongst other things,
yeah. But Shannon has a cousin who is a DVC member, and he used to stay at Boardwalk, and he invited us to come meet him at Spoodles for dinner one night. And so, you know, we parked here, I think it was around Christmas time. It was January, so I think everything was still decorated. And just, you know, walking through the boardwalk lobby, going out to by Crescent Lake, it was like, oh my God, can you imagine if we could stay at a place like
when
this one
day? When it's your first time,
yeah,
right?
We walked down that staircase and through the little section out there, and I said to Scott, can you imagine if people were staying here? This is 2001.
Yeah.
We were, you know, just out of college.
At that point, that money almost seems unattainable, right? Yeah. Like it'll never happen.
Absolutely not possible.
It'll never happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what that elephant's name is up there? The real elephant?
No, I do not.
It was at least from what I've read. So it used to be a real resort, a real hotel on like the Jersey shore. And over time, it's worn off. It's like become like worn down and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
Lucy.
Oh. Really?
That's why I knew it.
Oh, wow.
I've never heard that story before.
Yeah.
Jersey feel, and I grew up going to the Jersey Shore.
There it is.
Every summer. Never heard of that, though.
Go ahead, Scott. This is a good picture opportunity for DVC Dash Rental and Buy and Sell. Have a sit next to the chair. Yeah, yeah. Come on now. You have to sit and kind of give us a little look of the maybe to the side there, Scott. There we go. That's a keeper.
Yep.
That's a keeper. Nice.
These chairs creep me out.
Nice. Shannon, do you like this resort the same as Scott, or is it not quite the same?
No, I do. I love it here.
Favorite?
It's probably my favorite. We have a lot of family memories here, too. Like, when Trent was a baby, we brought him here at Christmas time. And
living up north or down here still?
Living up north.
Okay.
In New Jersey. Trent was only maybe 2 years old. And they used to have these giant trees at Christmas here. And they would have the gingerbread display. But Trent and I came here to take pictures because he's a baby and I wanted Christmas pictures. And he ran over to the Christmas tree, grabbed an ornament, and just smashed it. I mean, just
Glass.
Grabbed it with both hands and just
nice.
Pushed it with his hands together like
he's kids.
Never seen
he used
a
to do
Christmas
that.
Ornament.
He used to like grab something and just like crumple it up and then just
throw
it away.
Throw
like,
it down.
Like, and he scrapped.
I was mortified.
I was going to actually use the word. I was going to say, I'd be like, oh my gosh, who saw
it?
Who saw
it? Mortified, like, oh my God. And like three cast members came running over. They didn't care that he broke the ornament. They didn't care. All they cared was like, he was okay.
Oh, looking at his hands?
Immediately, is he okay?
Oh my gosh.
Helping me brush him off. No, it's fine. Sweeping it up. What about my day? And it was like, I didn't want to stay anywhere else. This was it, you know? And
that's awesome. That's
very
embarrassing. And obviously, this lobby, while very nice, is not as impressive as Wilderness Lodge or Animal Kingdom or Grand Floridian. But I mean, it's just, you know, it's not as massive as those. But this is it's a very nice lobby. And again, the memories with us, the location, all the access to everything. You know, I love Epcot at night. So being able to walk over to Epcot at night and easily come back home. The food options, the entertainment options. My children used to love the entertainers, and every time we'd go up to them, they were ones to get picked to participate in the show. So it's like all those like little memories and things make it. You know, obviously, this is probably not the greatest resort ever. You know, there's other rooms that are bigger or nicer or fancier, or lobbies are bigger. But there's so many memories tied into this. Plus, also access to two parks, and again, all the restaurants. Plus, access to Beach and Yacht Club, Swan and Dolphin. It's just such a wonderful location that it moves it right to the top of our list.
All right, so I've asked this question not to you guys before, but when you combine Yacht Club, Beach Club, Boardwalk, Swan and Dolphin, and accessibility with two parks against the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, the Contemporary, and Bay Lake with access to the Magic Kingdom, and I'm not even including Wilderness Lodge or the campground. Mm. Which one? Which combination of resorts and amenities? Again,
that's a very tough one because, again, being on the monorail is very nice, and two of the options have walking distance to Magic Kingdom. I still love it here. I think better food options. You've got different modes. You've got boat transportation. You've got Skyliner transportation. And just the ability to walk around this beautiful area on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, it's a tough one. You can't go wrong with the three monorail resorts, but personally, I still love this area best.
I know we have people in the group that love Polynesian and Grand Floridian, and I don't necessarily love them. Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
I love Bay Lake, but the rooms are small, hotel is unimpressive in my opinion.
Yeah.
I like walking over to the Contemporary, but I also don't love the Monorail. And
oh, interesting.
I don't love it. People love it. I'm not a huge fan. So I would pick Boardwalk over the Monorail resorts, but I know people with young children love it, and it's great for young kids.
Especially if your main goal is to be by
Magic Kingdom.
You know, but for us, you know, Magic Kingdom isn't the largest draw. You know, I'd much rather go to Epcot, personally.
Has your taste changed? At one point, was it Magic Kingdom was your draw, and now it's Epcot, or has it always been this way?
I think it's always been Epcot, and especially Epcot at night has always been our favorite choice.
Yeah, I find my most relaxing thing at Disney is walking around Epcot at night, walking around World Showcase. And a lot of this was the old music that they used to play before Illuminations. I used to love the pre-show and the after-show music, which is, of course, gone now. But just walking around World Showcase at night with everything lit up and the music playing, and that's my relaxing, happy place. What we do is watch the fireworks, and we wait probably like 15 minutes after the fireworks ended, and then continue walking around World Showcase. We're taking pictures. We continue walking around World Showcase when everybody was gone, and then you're by yourself walking around. It's the most peaceful time at Disney.
You know, to be honest, when we started this idea of having a place,
mm-hmm.
it was one of our ideas, was that we were just wanted to be able to come down here, not kind of on a whim. Now you have to make reservations, but still in off-peak times, it's not too hard to get a reservation even day of or a few days in advance. Yeah. But, yeah, exactly. That was always in the back of our mind of something that we wanted to do.
The main thing I used to always say is, can you imagine living somewhere where I could ask you, hey, what do you want for dinner tonight? And you're like, I want Chinese food. And we're able to go over to Epcot and go have Chinese food at the China Pavilion, you know?
And how often do you do that?
Not very often.
Not often anymore? Yeah.
Just with work and lives and everything, just we don't get the act. You know, have the opportunity to as much as we would like to, and we really need to do it more.
But you can. That's the cool thing is you can, you know?
And we've done it.
Since 2020, I think, with the new reservation system, sometimes we don't as often just hop over to a park because you have to go on and make the reservation. Sometimes, most of the times they're available, but sometimes they're not. So I think our spontaneity with going to the parks is diminished.
Yeah.
Because of the reservation system. But we do need to do it more often. Every time we come here, we say we need to do it more often. One day we'll get there.
All right, we're going to go into this shop here, the Thimbles and Threads over at the Boardwalk. So I'm going to pause it for right now. We'll be back here in just a minute. Okay, we just walked out of the Thimbles and Threads. We're by Big River Grill. I had to pull Scott out of there. He was insane how much he bought. No, he didn't buy anything. We went to Big River Grill back a couple years ago. And it's often overlooked, but it's really good.
Yeah. We like it there. We think their food's really good.
It's 11:22. There is nobody here.
The whole boardwalk is pretty light today.
Wonderful.
So there's something I haven't seen before. I know they decorate for Christmas. I know they decorate for other occasions, but there's full-out Halloween decorations right now up on the crest of the wave, which is one of them that looks over at Crescent Lake. Yeah. Well, I've just not seen the use of Halloween decorations before.
I saw one in the Beach Club Villas. Somebody had their door facing the hallway. They had a skeleton door cover in the hall.
Like one of those plastic ones that go
Gotcha. Yeah. We've never seen that in the hotels or villas before.
Have you guys ever attended anything in the Atlantic Dance Hall?
We have not.
Nope.
I have.
Yeah.
I raised my hand. I have. They used to have those Welcome Home Wednesdays. With Miss DVC. Exactly.
Yeah.
And she was out there doing her shtick in her show. But I went to at least one, maybe two. I think we got a pin for it.
I think I did read that they're coming back in November or December. They're doing something. Did you
something?
See that post on?
Yes.
Online, that they were doing a new event at the boardwalk similar to that. It was a member event that you had to register for.
That's the event. Yep. There's no drinks outside, but they're free for us. It's a symposium that's going on today.
Well, they also could see that we're here.
Yeah.
We're a pretty big deal.
We got a shuttle.
Right, a shuttle. I was hoping Scott was going to treat for the Surrey bike. As we go for the ride up the Hill of Doom here.
Oh, thank you.
That's another one of my favorite stories when we remembers is you always see the man and woman buy the, rent the bike.
Right.
And they're overmatched, right? As you get over this bridge, they're always overmatched. I remember that there was a, I still have the picture. It was a dude that, he was from a different country. He didn't speak any English. He was completely exasperated. He was done. Bear with us as we walk by here. I ended up literally pushing the back as he pedaled to get him up the hill.
Oh, God.
We took a picture. Me and this guy, this dude was smiling from ear to ear. He had a turban in his head, but like you, for that one moment, like we were buddies, and that was pretty cool. So, just to the left of me, guys, is the Swan Reserve, and the Dolphin. I gotta tell you, I've walked around them with Beatrice before, and we've been to the Garden Grove. It's gorgeous. I love them. Have you guys explored it?
Not too much. We ate in there once. They had a counter service option there.
Yeah, a long time ago. I don't remember what it was.
It was probably 8-9 years ago at least.
Garden Grove used to be a buffet. It's not a buffet anymore, but they had a really good breakfast, cheap too. It was like $14 a person. It was cheap, not anymore. I mean, that's back before pre-COVID, you know. So we are right now over the bridge. There are friendship boats. I don't know if you can hear them in the background. They're to the left. And there's currently, looks like a fishing excursion, Scott.
Ooh.
What do you think they find here?
What type of fish?
Yeah. I mean, you think the fishing options are better here or around around Bay Lake, Seven Seas Lagoon?
I imagine they're probably pretty similar, but I wouldn't mind fishing here. But I think I like the Leeward. It was much more open. And, I don't know, this would be a fun place to fish, too.
Well, over there, I'm assuming it's a little more natural. This looks
exactly.
Very man-made.
By Wilderness Lodge, it's all natural, and there's lots of reeds and lots of grassy areas where the fish are going to hang out, where this is all, like, docks, concrete docks.
Well, Bay Lake is the natural one. Right?
Yeah. You guys still enjoy taking, like, boat rides and Skyliner rides, free things? You guys still enjoy that as a local?
Yes. Again, don't do it a ton, but definitely still do enjoy it.
All the carts you hear right now, all the golf carts you hear right now are for a convention. We're seeing the same people back and forth here, but flags with sponsorships and whatnot, so probably to transport them between resorts.
Yeah. I mean, whenever we do stay at a resort, sometimes we'll go for a night or two. You know, our younger son always asks to take the bus if we're going to a park.
Really?
At night. He always wants to take the bus, or if there's a boat. He always wants to hop on a boat.
Exciting for him because he doesn't take a bus to school. He's never had to take a bus, so like a bus ride is just as exciting as a boat ride almost.
He's always loved the buses.
That's awesome. Yeah. Tell me about this monorail, not dislike, but monorail, let's say.
All right. So,
yeah, tell me this.
So the monorail breaks down a lot, and we live locally, so whenever we want to go to the Magic Kingdom now, if we're not staying at a resort, our options are monorail or ferry. And the monorail breaks down a ton, so
and loses parts.
You know, so I just and it
you're
takes
crammed in like sardines.
You're
normally.
Crammed in, and it takes like a good 45 minutes from when you park your car until you get to the front of the park. Whereas if I go to Epcot or something, you park, you walk right in.
Gotcha.
It's super simple.
That's one of the reasons we barely go to Magic Kingdom, which is it's so much tougher to get to than the other parks. You just all the other parks, we just drive up, park, and, you know, we're there. Magic Kingdom, it's a whole process, so we're like, I don't want to
do
it.
But I also find, at the end of the night, if you're staying on property and you want to get on the monorail, you got to wait in a huge long line. Let's say you're staying at Grand Floridian, you wait in line for a half hour, you get on the monorail. Sometimes it's another half hour before you're at the resort. It's super close.
Yeah.
But you have to stop at Bay Lake or Contemporary. Then
that's
why
I love
that TTC.
That's why I love that Grand Floridian has the boat option as well. Because it's much more direct. And again, I love taking the boats. They're always a lot of fun. But
right now we're making the corner over by the yacht club. We're by the marina right now, so I can see just to the right of me is the shipwreck, the slide, the only slide where you have to literally exit the resort to come back into the resort. But going back to where you guys said, you know, it takes 45 minutes. As a local, I would completely understand that. as a park guest. That was the intent, obviously. You guys are Disney fans, just to transport you to a different lands.
Yeah.
And, like, you had to, like, acquire that. Like, you couldn't just walk up. You had to literally go on a journey to get there. But as a local, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, yeah.
Because I would just pull, you know, go to a park, and I'm in there in, you know, 5 minutes, or I want to sit there and have to park, and then walk up, take a tram, then go over and take the monorail, and
Though Disneyland parking is the same. You have to park in the garage at Disneyland. You have to take the tram over. There's an adventure that needs to happen.
And to be honest, truthfully, when we go to the parks, we're normally there for maybe 2 hours, maybe three at most. And, you know, if you have to sit there and say it's going to be 45 minutes to get into Magic Kingdom and 45 minutes or so to get out, and that's typically almost the whole time we spend at the park anyway.
That's true.
It's not worth it for us.
Yeah, see, when we went to Disneyland, that was the longest we spent in the parks.
Good morning.
In a really long time.
That was all day, every day.
And we haven't done that in probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 years.
See, what Scott and Shannon haven't noticed is that while we're talking, I'm scouring the area. And I'm also scouring the floor, seeing if I could find a magical treasure left behind.
I haven't seen it.
And claim victory on them. So, if you're wondering what that means, is we developed a game when we were in California together. And just during the day, as we're having fun, we figured whoever could... I'm almost embarrassed to say this. Whoever could find the most worthwhile discarded piece, not garbage, but something lost, was deemed the winner. So, yeah, they probably forgot about it. I was trying to sneak up on them, but...
We still do it when we go out with
nice.
Kids. The kids are, like, looking around for stuff. We were just doing
nice.
A couple
we were somewhere
ago.
The other day. I almost took a picture and posted it in the group again and said, look what I found.
Nice.
Yeah. It is a great way to distract children, maybe, that are having a long day.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that are a little cranky.
That's why I was doing it. I was thinking for my kids, okay, now we're on the second or third day, and they're starting to get a little tired because 12 hours is a lot. It's a lot for the adults, let alone the kids. So I figured we'll, he is fishing.
Just a guide.
Oh, yeah, he's by himself.
There's Scott's retirement dream job. He just wants to sit in the boat. All right, we're going to walk over to the yacht club, and then we're going to end up going around towards the pool and making our way towards lunch. You ever stay at the yacht club?
I have not.
No.
Goofy Chris confession, I've never stayed at the yacht club, yet it ranks as one of my most favorite resorts.
Really?
You want to know why?
What?
It's like the same kind of, prestige is the wrong word, but opulence that the beach club has, with way less crowding.
That makes sense,
You know, a little more secluded, a little more quiet in the inside. I've never stayed here, but yet I always think it's one of the nicest. And if I had to pick a resort to stay at, if money was no object, I would pass the Polynesian, I'd pass in the Grand Floridian, I'd stay at the Yacht Club.
Yeah.
I have to say, as I'm walking through here, I'm looking at these lights, and they're really, really nice. I'm going, they've got these little light
tiny
bulbs.
Little
they
bulbs.
Really have a little flame in there
flicker
at night.
Flame. Yep, or an Edison bulb.
Yeah.
Right?
Little, like, copper tops, and, like, they look old-fashioned, they look beautiful. I'm like, and they said this one little bulb there, and it's kicked up a notch.
Before we go in, I just wanted to say, it's maybe it's just Tuesday, maybe it's off-season, but it's really, really quiet. It's super enjoyable. You're not having to push or fight, or even there have been long stretches where it's just been us.
Yeah, I mean, we walk around at times, and there's not another single person within view.
Yeah. All right, we'll keep this going while we enter the lobby, and then we're going to make our way to the gift shop. And once again, I'll have to monitor Scott for his spending. Thank you, Artie. We like to joke about Scott being thrifty, but whenever we have a need or a function, he's always the first to run in. So it's an ongoing gag. It is the furthest thing from the truth. But really, the quality in was $30 a night, and that's where they chose to stay.
That
when
is absolutely true.
That is absolutely true.
When you're in college, you don't have a lot of money.
That's where you stay.
We started staying there when we were 21.
Yep.
As travelers, Lisa and I, too, have been on vacation in some weird places, and we've tried to figure out where we can save money.
At one point, when we was our first trips there, like, you know, we were sitting there, we were like checking in, and somebody came in off the streets. They got a lower rate than we got. So I kind of questioned it.
Uh-oh.
There's the manager, Ken, there. There's a guy named, I remember, Ken Patel.
Yep.
He sat there and said, every time you come down here, call me personally, and I'll make sure you get the best rate. So we did that a couple times. But then by that point, it was only once or twice before we started staying on Disney property.
Yeah. When we come back on, I'm going to tell you about where I stayed and some of the memories I have. So we're entering the market at Ale & Compass. So I wish you could all be here with me. The smell, the ambiance, the sights, the sounds, it takes one trip to remember why you love it. So we'll be back in a minute, guys. All right, we're back, and we're walking through the Yacht Club lobby. Actually, I did the buying, so it was me. We're going to walk through the inside past Dale and Compass, and we're going to take the inside route to get to lunch. How are you? Going rail, thank you. Which was unique because when we looked for reservations yesterday, Ale and Compass had a bunch, and I would think it wouldn't be with based on how many. Hello, ma'am. We've eaten at Ale and Compass before.
Did we eat before it became Ale and Compass?
Yeah.
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 It was a buffet, and then it became Ale and Compass.
They moved it to a different room, and then we ate when it was in the other room.
Okay.
And now they've moved it back to the regular location. Weren't we in like a mermaid room or something?
Yes, it's like a little mermaid.
It was weird.
Both experiences I had though here, it was great.
Yeah.
I saw somebody had recently one of my Facebook friends and said that the pizzas here were really, really good.
Flatbeds.
Yeah. They really enjoyed the flatbeds.
Where was the worst dining experience you guys have had on Walt Disney World property? Tell me the one place you wouldn't go. You're going to have eaten a lot more than I have.
There's one place that I don't like to eat at, but it's not because I've had a bad meal there. But I can't stand the smell of Cape May Cafe. I can't even walk past it.
Of the what? Which one?
Cape May Cafe.
Oh, it's the seafood.
The seafood. Oh.
Okay.
Smelling it. But I can't think of a bad meal. We did not like Chef de France. We didn't like. But what's the one in? I have a terrible memory. The one in Magic Kingdom that everybody loves that we didn't like.
The one in Magic Kingdom that everybody loves. We didn't like.
Tony's
Land,
no.
The Adventureland.
Oh, Skipper,
Skipper Canteen.
Yeah, Skipper Canteen.
Is that what's called?
Yes.
We didn't like the food there at all.
Wow.
My steak was so dry and hard at Skipper Canteen.
And people
actually,
love it.
They took it off the bill. I mean, I literally couldn't eat 3/4 of it. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Right now we're by the Yachtsman Steakhouse, and I'm going to stop here just because I want to go and share this really awkward memory, but it's a core memory from Disney. So we're by the bathroom right by the Yachtsman Steakhouse, and the Maloks are trading pins. We're doing our resort hopping, and it's coming down buckets, just buckets. And so we're trying to go into the resort to try and make our way around the best possible. Mm-hmm. I end up in this bathroom for the very first time, and they had no paper towels. Instead, they had the folded over, like hand towels. And you ever see that Key and Peele skit where it's like the Continental? Where
yes.
You go,
yes.
You see that one?
Yes.
Immediately, I felt like, ooh, what have I walked into?
What is this?
What is this?
Continental.
Correct. It was, but like, the
yogurt from Greece.
Correct. The little plum. But anyways, it was really, really fun, and it was just something that will stick in my memory that, wow. It's almost like the feeling like when you can take your family on vacation, mm-hmm. like you've done well. And like, mm-hmm. not that you've made it, because there is so many different measurements for that, but like in terms of like vacationing,
yes.
like you made it, right?
Yep.
All right, we're looking at Stormalong Bay. We just walked out.
Less busy than Boardwalk, but for Stormalong Bay, this is
nothing. Yeah, correct.
It's a gigantic pool, and I see maybe 15, 20 people so far.
Yeah,
this is empty.
Yep. The Lazy River has spots where you can completely stand, and it has spots where it's it's pretty deep. All right, we're coming up to the Beaches and Cream. So we're going to be stopping here, and we'll bring it back up for a food review afterwards. But we hope you enjoyed it so far. All right, guys, we're back with one wrap-up We just walked into the DVC wing of the beach club, and the first thing I notice is how unbelievably amazing it smells when you come in here, right? The smellitizer is working overtime. All right, so we just finished with Beaches and Cream for lunch. Shannon, what'd you get?
Grilled cheese sandwich with onion rings.
Looked amazing.
It was fantastic. It was one of the best grilled cheese sandwiches I've had. And the onion rings were fantastic.
Scott, what'd you get?
I had the grilled chicken with cheddar, onions, and bacon.
And
ranch.
And
onion rings.
And onion rings. And I had the Impossible Burger, though I wasn't a bastion of health. I had potato tots, and I had like an onion like relish on it. Shannon, your husband asked me earlier, 0 to 10. What do you give your grilled cheese?
Probably an 8.4.
8.4?
Yeah.
Scott, what do you give yours?
6.2.
Oh, come on. How'd you give? You're disappointed?
A little disappointed.
Wow. Well, mine was good. Mine was a solid 7.
Nice.
But we also had dessert. What did we get? Scott, what did we get?
We got the No Way Jose sundae and the, the banana splits.
If you're listening, it sounds echoey. We're literally walking through the hall right now as you get to the parking lot. But banana split, we had to sub out cookies and cream. That subbed in for the chocolate. But, yeah, we were tempted. We were going to get the kitchen sink, but we also realized we wanted to make it home.
Yes.
And we didn't want early onset of
issues
in our life, so we thought to avoid that. But there were a lot of kitchen sinks ordered when we were there.
Yes, probably the most I've ever seen ordered.
I would say at least 15. I mean,
four
at a time.
Time.
I mean,
yeah.
Other weird Disney confession. I did not know there was a part to sing.
Oh, the whole can.
The whole can? I didn't know that.
Whole can.
That was my first time, I guess, experiencing that. So.
What I thought was funny is that we got tagged in a video, kind of. Somebody got the kitchen sink. Our friend Chris messaged Mr. Malik afterwards and said, "Hey, I see you in this live video right now on Facebook."
We were caught red-handed.
Yep.
We were caught ditching work red-handed.
Caught us with ice cream all over our faces.
Anyways, so, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed this, our tour around Crescent Lake. Honestly, the handheld recorder just came out. We'd have done this whether we had it recorded or not anyways. So, all right, guys. So, again, we hope you enjoyed it. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care.